zero margin for error, this pause in the racing can often be the difference between winning and losing. I can see him now, Lewis Hamilton, McLaren's world champ in waiting, arcing into view and bearing down on us at 100 kilometres an hour. Several hundred kilos of pointy, sharp Formula One car moving in at speed as I kneel on a marked spot telling me exactly where he's supposed to land. I take a deep breath, fighting the urge to move back to a safer distance. Lewis's barely in control car moves in hot, missing me by centimetres and screeches to a stop. The timer starts. I track the rear wheel as he arrives, my gun landing on the nut before the car comes to a complete standstill, both a test of trust and nerve. If Lewis were to overshoot his pit box, I'd almost certainly get dragged along with him, but he's one of the best and stops exactly where I need him. The gun unlocks the nut, trying to wrench itself violently out of my hands in the process, and my job's halfway done before I can even register the sights, sounds and emotions smothering me. I always loved the danger of pit stops. They delivered the adrenaline rush I needed to operate at the best of my ability, but the risks were high too. A fuel accident might engulf the crew and driver in a mini inferno. The heat coming off the brakes, 1,000 degrees of glowing red carbon fiber, could burn instantly through my gloves and cook my skin. 1 second. The sensations quickly become intense. I lean back, switching the gun's direction of rotation as the rear wheel comes off. The new one goes on and I follow it in, pushing it on with the wheel gun. The acrid smell of burning rubber chokes my nostrils as small marbles from the old tyre become dislodged and melt instantly on the brake discs, smouldering and catching fire. 2 seconds. The nuts zip back on with another high-pitched and violent whine. Then the noise explodes around me. The mind-blowing yelp of a 19,000 RPM V8 engine flexing its muscles. Lewis is hard on the throttle now, the engine bouncing off its rev limiter, desperate to drop the clutch and get the car back into the race. I'm less than a metre away from the deafening scream and the vibrations. I can feel it hammering my bones, my teeth, my muscles, like I've jammed my head into the launch pad of a lifting NASA rocket. It's overwhelming, despite my moulded earplugs and helmet. Behind the tyre, I can see thick smoke rising. The brakes are being licked by flames, but there's no time to do anything about it. The fire will go out as the car moves away and the airflow returns. Instinctively, everything tells you a blaze like that is bad. Yet I can do nothing but watch. 3 seconds to change the wheels and tyres meant success. 5 seconds was slow, and to hesitate was always to lose. 3 seconds. As with every other pit stop, I do my job, hoping that everything else has gone to plan. It didn't always work that way. The occasional practice pit stop sessions where we'd sent cars away with cross-threaded nuts or dropped the car off the jacks before the nuts were tight had taught me that mistakes sometimes happened. In those relaxed practice sessions, I'd think, shit, if that happened in an actual race, it'd be disastrous. Luckily, it rarely did, and trust, skill, and nerve became the strengths that my teammates and I relied on throughout my career. I lean back, my arm instinctively raised in the air as the rear wheel shudders, clunking into gear, and the car drops hard onto the ground. My heart's racing and my senses are confused and disorientated by the incredible noise shaking my core. My job's done. Go, go, go! Lewis' wheel spins away from right under my nose as the sounds, vibrations and emotions reach new levels, and he's back in the game. Yes, we did it! High fives and fist pumps all round as we rush back to the garage TVs, pumped on adrenaline, chests puffed out in pride, to see where he emerges back on the track. During a career with the McLaren F1 team from 2000 to 2009, I've seen plenty of good and bad pit stops. I've watched as technical errors and bad strategy calls from the team have cost drivers their Grand Prix victory, even a driver's championship, the ultimate accolade for any F1 racer hoping to prove their elite status. I've also seen how our good calls and quick thinking have delivered great success, and I've been involved in many races where the final results have come down to pit stop performance. There've been several occasions where two leading teams pitted their drivers at the same time, and I promise you, there is no better feeling than watching your man stop at his box in second place only to leave with a fresh set of tyres as race leader moments later. The flip side, as always, were the critical failures, and I witnessed one or two during my career. Seeing another team sneak an edge on you after a particularly slow pit stop was always tough. At McLaren, a notoriously professional and fastidious organisation, we used to pride ourselves on being the best at what we did. To make a mistake,